Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another beautiful day. We committed to you, and I thank you establish our thoughts so that we can acknowledge you in all our ways, so you can make our path straight. Thank you, Father God, that you so loved the world that you sent your Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. Thank you that salvation is available. We are in it. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. So we thank you for restoring us into the family, having taken away our sins, because we couldn't partake of this beautiful life without the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're ruling and reigning, and you have our hearts, and like a river, you're directing us this day and every day. Thank you, your kingdom is here, and your kingdom is coming, and it's going to flood this earth. Or thank you, we are in it, and we are part of the solution, not the problem. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 2, verse 21 to 23. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, even he that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father. He that confesses the Son has the Father also.
Hallelujah. It's just beautiful. Okay, the first part there we can see we know what the liar is. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. That's John 10:10. And those that believe him and those that are caught up in the lie, those stay in sin, in darkness, in the devil's grip that is lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. Yes, and then we spoke yesterday, and from that group you have the kings of this world, the rulers and the kings of this world. And then they got their puppets. And so it's everyone outside of Christ. So when you're in Christ, you've got to start waking up to the realities that are in Christ. If you're trusting and you're looking to the Lord, you're trusting in the Lord, you've got to take hold of the realities and not push them aside. And how do you take hold of the realities? By loving his commandments. And his commandments is his words, his truth, his great and precious promises, that which brings you faith through the Holy Spirit. So one of the clearest, beautiful pictures of how the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit work together is in John 14, the book of John, not the letters of John, the book. And there it says so nicely, and it says, if you love my commandments, I will give you another spirit. He's speaking to his disciples, and we can embrace it now when we have come to that place of realizing we need to be disciples. It's disciples that turn this world right side up. Amen? And so we need to be disciples, dedicated followers of Jesus. Turn away from the world, and we now follow Jesus. So where he is, we can also be in the kingdom realities, in developing on schedule. Yeah, so he says, I will give you the Holy Spirit. He's with you, but he will be in you. So we need the Holy Spirit. And then he says, and I will come live with you. And that's a reality that once the Holy Spirit was poured out, there was awareness. The Spirit comes and it brings that which is of Jesus to us. Amen. Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And that faith comes through the Holy Spirit. And then he goes on. Yeah, so beautiful to tell them, I will come live with you and reveal myself, manifest myself to you. Then Judas, not Iscariot, asked this valuable, beautiful question that we've got to take note of. He says, how will you live with us and not with the world? So guys, we need to see that's a reality for us, that look to the Lord, love the word, embrace his great and precious promises. And then he explains, he says, if you love me, you will abide in my word. You'll stay in my word. And I will come live with you, and the Father will come live with you. So there we see the realities of the beauty that is available, but that beauty has got to be believed and received and taken hold of. And then he points out the importance. If you love me, you'll abide in my word. And then he speaks about the world. They don't abide in his word, so they can't partake. If you don't abide in his word and embrace his great and precious promises, you cannot partake of this life that God has always had in his heart for you, the predestined goodness. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. And that is what we now have. So you can just see that union of the Father's sending Jesus, Jesus fulfilling, being the role model here on earth to understand us and know us, and then dying, being broken, so that we can have this new and this better covenant. And now we can fellowship with him and drink the new wine of the new covenant with him in the kingdom on a daily basis. So be blessed. Take hold of those spiritual promises in John 14. This is prophetic, but the reality, it is here now. Why? Because we are in the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. So working with the Lord now, our labor is not in vain. So take hold of those spiritual promises. It was prophetic at that time, but it's now realities, because we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. We've come to the angel. We have come to the Father, the judge of all. We've come to Jesus that speaks, and we have come to the church of the firstborn. We are part of that family, and our names are written in heaven in Jesus' name. Be blessed, run the race, keep your focus, arise and shine in Jesus' name.
Amen.